Good morning. Would you identify yourselves, please?
Yes, my name is Chief Christopher Perry from the Newington Police Department.
My name is Detective Abalash Pillai from the Hartford Police Department.
Would you spell your last name?
Sure, ma'am. P-I-L-L-A-I.
Thank you. And Attorney Sherman?
Representing the appellant. Thank you.
Thank you.
This denial is based on suitability factors and the fact that the appellant's pistol permit has been revoked since 2017. I have a police witness with me who will testify as to the details of his interactions with the appellant.
Thank you. Attorney Sherman?
I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. You may start.
In July of 2020, the appellant completed and submitted a pistol permit application to the Newington Police Department. The appellant listed on his permit application that he had been arrested for Connecticut General Statute 21A-108, illegally obtaining or supplying of drugs, in Hartford on 10/13/2016. The appellant also documented that his pistol permit had been revoked on March 29th of 2017 in Middletown as a result of an arrest. A pistol permit suitability investigation was conducted by my agency, and it was discovered that the appellant's residence was the subject of a suspicious activity complaint lodged by a Newington resident and reported to the Newington Police Department in November of 2016, and the neighbor suspected drug sales were being conducted from the house. Our detective division looked into this matter and revealed that the appellant had recently been contacted by members of the Hartford Police Department, one of whom is here today to provide his recollection of that interaction. It was also determined that the appellant's pistol permit had been revoked due to that interaction. The appellant's pistol permit application was denied by then Newington Police Chief Stephen Clark. In March of 2023, the appellant again applied for a pistol permit with the Newington Police Department. Again, the appellant listed that he was arrested, but this time failed to list the charges. The appellant also detailed his permit was revoked, but did not reveal a reason. Chief Clark denied his pistol permit application again, which leads us to today's appeal hearing. The appellant currently has no criminal history, but as he detailed in both of his pistol permit applications, an arrest did occur. Because this arrest has been erased from the appellant's criminal history and the documentation detailing the facts and circumstances is not releasable, I have requested the appearance of Hartford Police Detective Abalash Pillai, who was the arresting officer in the appellant's case, to provide his first personal knowledge of the facts surrounding the appellant's arrest. Detective Pillai, can you explain to the board your role as a police officer with Hartford PD in 2016?
Yes, Chief. I was a detective assigned to the Vice, Narcotics, and Intelligence Division.
And Detective, can you please advise the board as to your interactions with the appellant?
We started obtaining information back in 2016, probably in September, late September, that an individual was selling large amounts of fentanyl in the city of Hartford.
Did you make any purchases with the appellant?
We did, sir.
Can you discuss those, please?
The initial purchases were through a middleman. I believe his name was Sammy, to my understanding. Sammy ended up bringing us to 736 Maple Avenue in the city of Hartford. It's a corner store, convenience mart, which the appellant's relatives owned. And during the controlled purchases with an undercover police officer, Sammy, the middleman, purchased the drugs from the appellant during the initial investigation.
And do you recall how many purchases were made with the appellant?
I would say more than two, Chief, but I can't remember.
And what was being purchased from the appellant?
In the initial stages, we field tested it for fentanyl, but in later lab results were quinine.
And what is quinine used for?
It's a medication to treat malaria.
And what is its purpose in regards to drug trafficking?
It's a cutting agent for heroin at that time, then fentanyl.
So you secured arrest warrants and search warrants for the appellant?
Yes, sir.
And then you served them in 2016?
October 13th of 2016, yes.
And can you give us the details of the arrest and how that happened?
We ended up placing, the UC was in communication with the appellant. We had ordered up a quantity of quinine and the appellant met the UC at 736 Maple Avenue.
The UC?
Undercover police officer, yes. Met the appellant at the parking lot of that business on Maple Avenue. We had an arrest warrant for the appellant, took him into custody. During the arrest, he had his issued firearm on him and a quantity of drugs.
What brought you to the Newington side of this investigation?
During the investigation, we determined that he lived at that Newington address, knowing that drug traffickers usually keep more drugs in their houses. We ended up getting consent from the appellant to search his home.
If anything, do you recall what was actually on the appellant's possession at the time of his arrest when he was taken into custody?
His firearm, which was a .357 Magnum revolver, I think, which was loaded with four live rounds, I believe, and quinine as well.
And what was in his vehicle, if you recall?
I think it was just the firearm and the drugs, to my understanding.
Did you seize anything from the business, from the mini-mart?
There was some prescription pills and some packaging material for drugs.
When you made the arrest, did the appellant admit his involvement in drug sales?
Don't remember. He was cooperative, though.
He was cooperative. Okay. All right. That's all I have.
So he was not a Hartford resident at the time?
No, ma'am.
He was a Newington resident?
Yes, ma'am.
Cross-examination?
I don't have any, thank you.
Questions from the board?
I just have one. Did the search of the appellant's residence in Newington come up with anything?
Yes, sir. We ended up getting 2,500 grams of quinine and morphine. I just don't remember what the quantity
is. No, understood. Yeah.
And, I'm sorry, and a box of ammunition and about $6,900 in cash.
If you recall, did the appellant own the business on Maple Ave?
I believe it was one of his, I don't think it was his. I think it was one of his relatives, possibly his father's.
Did he own the home in Newington?
No, ma'am. He lived with his mom and dad, I believe.
Detective Johnson.
Was the appellant selling quinine to people, having the people believe it was better?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say quinine and
morphine
at the house?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Any other controlled substances discovered?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Did you have any conversations with the appellant where he talked about his operation, what he was doing, what his intent was?
All I remember, sir, is he was cooperative. The details pertaining to the conversations about his business dealings, I can't remember.
Yeah, something I can give the board some idea.
From
a year, a month, anything like that?
Nothing, sir.
Other questions? Does that conclude your case, sir?
Would I be able to ask
after they
the appellant questions?
Yeah. So that does conclude your case, sir?
Yes.
Attorney Sherman?
Thank you. Well, I'd like to call the appellant, please. You took the oath to tell the truth, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell the board, please, how old are you?
I'm 34.
You got to speak up, please.
34.
Thank you. And you're working?
Yes.
What do you do for work?
I work at the gas station.
Where is that, please?
It's 3250 Main Street, Hartford.
And what do you do there?
I'm a cashier and manage the gas station.
So you're managing a gas station?
Yes.
Okay. And you remember being arrested in 2016,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you tell the board, please, the board wants to know how long had you been selling this stuff?
It was not even a month. Like, I was at the store, you know, we sell the lactose and nacitol, all that stuff. You know, customer come, they ask me a quinine, so you know I get it from where we get the lactose. And then someone came at the store, they asked me quinine, I gave it to them, and that was undercover, and they arrest me.
And you went to court on this case, right?
Yes.
And do you remember what happened at court with your case?
Because they're saying it's a fentanyl, but it was not a fentanyl. And the undercover, he asked me to bring a fentanyl for him. But, you know, I don't know what's that. So, you know, whatever I have it, I gave it to him. And then they're saying it's a fentanyl, but it was not a fentanyl. And in a court, I think it was not a fentanyl, quinine, and they just gave me an AR. And
accelerated rehabilitation?
Yes. Yes.
And you completed the accelerated rehabilitation?
Yes.
Okay. So your case was dismissed?
Yes.
Okay. And you have no other criminal record?
No.
Or arrests, right?
Okay.
It's 9 years ago. When you think back on what you were doing, how do you feel about it?
I feel bad.
Why?
Because every time I go to my temple, everybody think I'm a criminal or something, because it was in the news. And, you know, in front of my parents, you know, my mother slapped me that day. And in my family members, they think I'm a criminal or something, you know.
Do you live with your parents now?
Yes.
You do. How's your relationship with your parents?
Very good.
Everything's okay now?
Yes.
The gas station where you work, who owns the gas station?
One of my friends.
A friend of yours?
Yes.
Okay. And the last time you sold quinine or anything else that was a problem, that was when? 2016?
When they arrested me, yeah, 2016.
Okay. Did you learn anything from the incident?
Yes. Easy money is not good money, and I feel embarrassed now. That's it.
Where, is that why you were selling it, for easy money?
No, you know, customer coming to the store and they ask me, and then the undercover came, they asked me too, and they wanted me to bring the fentanyl, so I said, okay, but it was quinine. I didn't know it was a quinine either.
Okay. When you applied for a permit in Newington in 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Chief Clark then, right?
Chief Clark.
It was.
Okay. And he turned you down, right?
Yes.
23. Did he tell you to apply again?
He told me, I'm not sure his name, he told me applied again. I told them my record is clean and I will give you my court papers where my record is clean, and he said apply again.
Did he say to wait a couple of years?
No.
Or, no. No, okay. He said just go ahead and apply again.
Yes.
Okay. So you applied?
Yes.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Cross-examination?
Yes. sir, is everything accurate with Detective Pillai's testimony?
Yes.
Yes. And I know you mentioned that it was just a month. How many times have you bought or sold drugs? And during those transactions, how many times were you armed with a firearm?
I sold to undercover, I think, twice. And what was the other one, what you asked?
And how many times were you armed with a firearm during those drug sales?
Only that day.
Only that day?
Yeah, when I got arrested.
So you had 2,500 grams of a cutting agent.
Because the undercover, he said, bring me like a half a pound, bring me a pound. So I said, okay, that's why.
And how did you acquire that medication?
From New York. I got it from New York.
You just, where, from a pharmacy or from?
No. It's from where we buy lactose and Nacitol. That time he gave it to me.
Okay. And as you mentioned, you utilized your AR.
Yes.
So you weren't found not guilty, it wasn't nollied, it was a dismissal based on using your AR?
Yes.
Okay, I have nothing further.
Questions, sir?
When the undercover came in, what did he ask for, or she?
No, he sent someone, I don't know that guy's name.
What did that person ask for?
For quinine.
For quinine?
Yes.
Not fentanyl?
And morphine.
So the person asked for quinine and morphine?
Yes.
And what did you give him?
I gave him a morphine, but it was quinine.
Okay, you didn't give him morphine, right? Or did
no.
you? No.
Yeah.
You gave him quinine, trying to make him believe it was morphine.
Because from where I bought it, he told me it's morphine, but it was quinine. So that's why.
Okay, now you said you bought it in New York from a supplier.
Yes.
That sells normal stuff for the store?
Yes.
Okay. And they sell morphine for the store?
They sell quinine, morphine, yes.
Who had the morphine? Morphine, quinine are not the same thing.
No, it's not.
Right, how did you get the morphine?
I didn't get it, it was quinine. They told me it's morphine, but when they do
it. How much did you pay for it?
I think about $500.
So you knew it wasn't quinine? Or you were trying to buy morphine and you're trying to buy morphine for $500 and you got quinine, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then when you sold, you were selling what you thought was morphine?
In my mind, it was morphine, but it was quinine.
Okay, and how much did you sell it for?
No, I don't even remember now. I was selling like 200 ounce or something like that.
200 an ounce?
Yes.
And claiming it to be morphine?
Yes.
All right, so I guess the point is you were selling drugs that turned out not to be drugs? It turned out to be quinine? Is that correct?
Because they told me it's a morphine, so in my mind was it morphine. And when they did a lab test, it was quinine.
All right, and when you bought the morphine quinine from New York, that was not from a legitimate supplier, that had to be from?
No.
From a drug dealer?
No, he's not a drug dealer. You know how they got jars and baggies, you know, for the stores?
Yeah.
They're selling over there.
Yeah, but you're not selling morphine?
No.
The detective testified that there was morphine found in your house. How much was found in your house?
I think 2,500
grams. 2,500 grams. What was your intent to do with that?
Because that, you know, I was going to sell it at the store.
Why did you stop selling drugs?
After I got arrested,
because
you know.
Caught.
Yes.
So had you not gotten caught, would you have continued?
No, after that I never sold nothing.
I know that, but had you not gotten caught, if you sold the first couple times and didn't get caught, you were going to continue, is that correct?
Yes.
Was the money good?
No.
I mean, it was a lot of money. Or you were making a decent profit, is that accurate?
I was making a profit, but after I got arrested, I feel, no, it's not good money.
Okay, you can definitely see that. Okay, I think I understand how you were selling morphine and quinine, and we're selling the quinine as morphine too, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Realize that could be pretty dangerous if you sell someone quinine and think they're getting morphine?
Other questions? We heard testimony today that the quinine is used to cut street drugs.
Yes.
Was that your understanding at the time?
Yes. Yes.
So you knew that that's what?
Yes.
Large quantities of quinine could be used for.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions from the detective?
You were saying that you got the quinine / morphine from the same person you were getting lactose powder from. That's also a cutting agent. Why do you have a supplier for another cutting agent?
I was getting from the same guy, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, so you were saying that you were getting quinine and morphine from the same person you were getting lactose powder from.
Yes.
Lactose powder is another cutting agent. So why do you have a person for another cutting agent?
Because at the stores, at the gas stations, everybody's selling lactose and acetol. If you go to the gas station, you will see the white bottles there. So customers come, you know, they just ask me, can you bring me a quinine? So I asked him, can you give me a quinine? He gave it to me, the same guy.
So are you selling cutting agents to customers?
Some customers do, yes.
But you were also selling drugs that were actually cutting agents?
That guy who came with undercover, who bring him, he was a customer. So I sell it to him, he bring undercover. So I sell it to him too.
So let me go back to my original question was, which came first, the quinine morphine or the lactose powder?
Lactose powder.
And how long were you selling lactose powder before you got into quinine and morphine?
It was there. It was at, you go any gas station, any store, they selling it. It was there, you know. It's just a counter item, you know. You go inside the store, you will see that. And it was there, you know. The person who owned the store, is there. They just ask a new stuff.
I think I'm confused, but...
Like, the lactose... They're selling like as a soda juice. So it's there. You can go to the store, you can see on a display, it's there.
If I may, so the lactose, when you started working in the store, they were already selling lactose when you started working there.
Yes.
It was out on the counter.
Yes.
And customers would buy it the same as they buy a pack
of
gum,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Were they already selling quinine?
No.
Were they already selling morphine?
No.
Okay.
And the only clarification I have is, I thought you were implying you were like buying this from a supplier like CVS in New York City, but you're not buying it from a person, a street person.
He owns a warehouse, is not a.
He owns a warehouse.
Yes.
A legitimate warehouse.
Yes.
What else does he sell?
He owns a warehouse. That's what I said.
What else does he sell?
All the bags, you know, bags, jars. You know, all that stuff.
Packaging materials.
Scales. Yeah, packaging materials.
Packaging materials. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's supplying drug dealers. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
With cutting agents, packaging materials, and things like that?
No, he's not a drug dealer, but he's selling all that stuff. That
supplies for them.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what the lactose is actually for. It's not someone using it for their soda. It's...
No, but I'm just saying it was there when I...
I understand.
Yeah.
It's there for people to walk in and use it to cut their drugs. Most likely, right?
Yes.
Yes. All right, thank you.
You were working at a mini-mart when you were doing the selling?
Yes.
Who owns that store?
It was Rashid Khan. He's one of my friends.
A friend of yours?
Yes.
Did he know that you were selling drugs from his store?
No.
But he had lactose in the store for sale.
Yes.
Any other questions?
I have a question for the issue authority, may I ask?
Yes.
The gentleman from Hartford. Is this a common practice in your experience that a lot of these mini mart stores are selling cutting products? Is that why you have undercover agents out and about in Hartford?
The lactose, yeah, absolutely. That's, and it, like the appellant said, it's very common.
But so everybody knows that that's what they're doing.
Specifically, this store in question was a hotspot for us. We knew all the drug dealers, fentanyl dealers, and heroin dealers. Fentanyl wasn't as big back then, mm-hmm. but all the heroin dealers would go to this mm-hmm. 736 Maple Avenue, would get all their wax paper sleeves where they processed the fentanyl heroin into. So then we knew before going into this that was a place to go to get all your drug packaging material.
That's what I presumed, but I wanted to have that on the record. Thank you.
No, and if I could just ask, so this sale wasn't done in the store, though, correct?
No.
It was independent of the store?
Correct.
So it was on the street, or it was...
There's a parking lot, ma'am, right to the left of the store, and majority of the sales were right outside there.
Is it your understanding that the employees that work in these mini marts know that that they're selling these kinds of products that are used in the drug industry, so to speak?
Absolutely. Like when we executed the search warrant on the Maple Avenue business, there were boxes talking about big cardboard boxes with empty wax paper sleeves. A small cardboard box has 500 empty wax paper sleeves, and these boxes had probably 4,000 of those. And they had a name associated with who the specific dealer was that box went to. I mean, we're talking about 15, 20 boxes.
So it's a common industry, so
absolutely.
To speak. Thank you.
Can I get back to the appellant? Okay,
yes.
Excuse me. When's the last time you sold any of these things we're discussing here today?
That day they arrested me when
That's
I got arrested.
That's the last time you
yes.
sold packaging materials?
Yes.
Any of this stuff. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Yes. If you still work at that mini mart, is the mini mart still having these kinds of items on its shelf?
You're not working at the same store now, right?
No.
He's working at a different store. Just
Does
to be
that
clear.
Store do the same kind of business?
They're selling a lactose, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions from the board? Your final statement, if I
can. Thank you. I think that we're kind of going down somewhat irrelevant track when we get into was he an honest drug dealer? That's not an issue. Whether he was an honest drug dealer 9 years ago when he was 25 years old, I don't think that's really relevant to whether he's a suitable person today. He has nothing on his record and he hasn't done this in 9 years. Big difference between 34 years old and 25 years old. And he's still working in a business where, I mean, apparently it's legal to sell lactose. It's not his store. I'm sure that the Hartford police would be on him and on the store if there were a problem at that store. But I guess they can't do anything about a store that sells lactose. It's out on the counter. I think he's been open and honest. I think sometimes the questions were confusing. I was confused a couple of times myself, and sometimes his answers were a little confusing, but I can see why, because we're talking about these cutting agents versus whether it was really drugs. But I think the question is going forward, I mean, for 9 years he hasn't been in any trouble. Is he going to do this again? I think it's extremely unlikely. I think he's shown the board by his demeanor as well as his answers how he feels about what he was arrested for. And that's the issue for this board, really, is going forward. Nobody asked the chief here, and I'm not going to put him on the spot, but I mean, does this mean for the rest of his life? Because when he was 25 years old, which is now 9 years, what if we get to 19 years? I don't see a connection between this and his behavior going forward. So I don't see that this makes him unsuitable for a permit. Thank you.
At one time, the appellant exercised his Second Amendment right and legally acquired a pistol permit and procured a firearm. Unfortunately, he utilized that constitutional right to arm himself for the purpose of buying, selling, and transporting drugs from Newington to Hartford. He was arrested with guns, drugs, cash, and ammunition in his possession. It is my responsibility to the residents of Newington to ask the board to uphold our denial of the appellant's permit application. And knowing that this is his second time, I anticipate there will be more, and I would be denying each of those due to the severity of his previous incident.
This is a denial by Newington. The denial is for suitability. The denial is based on an incident that occurred in September, October of 2016, in which the Hartford Police Department were doing an investigation on a store on Maple Avenue, Hartford. They conducted several controlled purchases, more than two, with the appellant. They secured an arrest and search warrant and did another controlled purchase. The appellant had drugs on his person along with his firearm. At that time, the appellant did have a Connecticut pistol permit. They received consent to search the appellant's home in Newington, where they discovered 2,500 grams of quinine and morphine. The appellant was arrested. He received accelerated rehabilitation for this case. and the case was ultimately dismissed. The appellant is a manager at a gas station in Hartford. This did occur almost 9 years ago. Since then, the appellant has had no negative interactions or incidents with police. He lives with his parents and testified he has a good relationship with his parents at this time.
Thank you. Comments from the board? Anyone like to start? Detective Johnson.
Here's your authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Yes, your authority.
I'm sorry, I skipped Chief.
That's okay.
Colonel Overton.
I'm going to issue an authority at this time.
Attorney Sinegri.
I was impressed with his being forthright with us. A little confusing, but still, you know, I think he was being honest about it, and this was 9 years ago. I was inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt on this, but sale of narcotics, yeah, that's tough for me, so I'm going to have to go with the issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conner.
Issuing authority.
And I will issue authority.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well.